It is approaching 20 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Monday morning. Thanks for your company. On the text line, Troy says, Matty, I don't see why we get so hung up on the yes or no penalty at the end of the game. Are you telling me in every other tackle before then, there wasn't another one that warranted a penalty? Except like life, there is some grey. Not a fan of either team, just a fan of the game. Good on you, Troy. Make a lot of sense. Speak a lot of sense. Good to hear from you this morning. Pedro the Rooster says, Matty, $1 million player doesn't get caught in a toilet cubicle, etc. Ray says, $1 million player is someone who is consistent week in and week out. Yeah, consistency will get you everywhere in this game. Matty, this weekend was a good example as to why there's no point getting too carried away with blaming referees for the outcome of games. As we saw this weekend, everything works out square in the end over a year. Thank you for that. No name on that one. Put your name through so I can give you a shout-out as you listen in. 0457 736 736. Now, I think 2 a.m. Tommy's got a few coins that he wants to throw on the table here and buy into an argument. Morning, Tommy.
Morning, Matty. Morning, listeners. You got me.
I got you loud and clear. Loud and clear. How was your weekend, mate? A Roosters fan, you would have been happy after Saturday seeing what you saw out there at the SCG.
Yeah, Matty, it was a quiet weekend. Quiet weekend. Stayed in, watched that game on Saturday. It was a great call, by the way, you, Siebes, and Timmy Minar. Great win, Matty. But everyone's saying, oh, Roosters, sleeping giant, premiership favourites. They're not even certain he's to make the eight yet. They're still in eighth position. And they've got the Tigers this weekend, then the Storm away, and then the Rabbitohs final game. And the Raiders have a very, very cushy draw, and they're only one win behind them. So the Roosters only, if they were to lose a game, they can only lose one game if the Raiders go through 3-0 these next 3 weeks. So I'm not on the Roosters hype. I'm not on the Roosters hype yet, mate, because they're not even certainties to play finals footy. So I'm downplaying it.
The way they played on Saturday against the Cowboys, now it's been a tough week, absolutely a tough week for both of those clubs, obviously, after the passing of Paul Green. So I was interested to see, you know, how they started that match, because when you have that kind of emotion there, you can come out firing or you can come out really flat. And I think both teams were absolutely up for this, but the Roosters just dominated. They dominated every part. And you're talking about the second best team in the comp at the moment in the Cowboys, and they put 32 points on them. Very, very simple game plan from Trent Robinson. Use those big men through the middle, up front, short, close to the line, and let the flashy guys on the outside do as they wish, which is exactly what Daniel Tupou and Joseph Suaalii, which we now can confirm is the pronunciation, right?
Yes.
Suaalii.
Now, Suaalii.
It's interesting that one. A few weeks ago now, I heard James Bracey on Nine say it, and I thought, well, if Brace is on it, then that must be the case. But normally it's the apostrophe that's in between the two I's. So Isaiah and Josh Papali'i, for instance, is where the break comes in. So there's no apostrophe in between the two I's of Joseph Suaalii, but we can now say that's the official name.
Yes, Denning Kemp said it on the captain's run as well last Thursday, and it took me a bit off guard. And then I know some of the Roosters ground announcers were saying Suaalii, so I followed up with the Roosters media this morning, and they did confirm it is Joseph Suaalii. And Matty, my goodness, what a player. Seriously. He's 19 years old, and he is pushing over guys. Tom Dearden, get out of my way. Scoring tries willy-nilly, 160 running metres. And Matty, everyone was saying, you know, remember last Wednesday when I named my Kangaroos team for the World Cup?
Yes.
And all these texts come flooding in. What are you doing, Roosters bias? Suaalii, he's only 19, barely played 20 games. Yeah. Are you still a bit critical of young Joseph now? He's a freak. And he's probably form winger this season. Corey Oates, Selwyn Cobbo, Taylor May, although he's injured right now. I think he's the form winger in the NRL. Call me biased.
Well, you were just downplaying the hype.
I know. Well, I'm not downplaying the hype. I'm not downplaying the hype with him, because I don't think, Matty, yes, Alex Johnson scores tries willy-nilly, and he'll probably end up surpassing Ken Irvine one day. But his impact on a game is not equal to some of the other wingers. Suaalii's impact on the game is far greater, in my opinion, than any other winger currently in the NRL.
He showed a side to me on the weekend that I really hadn't seen before, and it was that aggression with which he played. So we know that he's a flashy player, incredibly talented player. He's got all the skills and all the right attributes, but he was running through brick walls the other day. He was tackling like an absolute hard-hitting machine. It was incredible to watch. You're right. The hype deserves to be up for somebody like Joseph Su'ali'i. Who do you reckon the next million-dollar player is in rugby league, Tommy?
I'm glad you asked me this, Manny. Do you remember at the start of the season, I said to you, I believe there are only three players in the NRL worth $1 million.
Yes.
One was James Tedesco. One was Nathan Cleary. And the other one was Cameron Munster. Now, Cameron Munster, as it says right now in the Rich 100 list, and we just had Peter Bedell on from the Courier Mail, he's ranked 11th on $950,000. He's got one more year left on his Melbourne Storm deal, and then he's either going to stay with Melbourne or go to the Dolphins. It's either one or two, and there's been whispers that the Dolphins could offer him a historic $1.4 million. I think it's the most easy answer in the world, Matty. It's Cameron Munster. He is the next million-dollar man, and he should be the next million-dollar man because he's in career-best form. And, Matty, I spoke about it with you off-air this morning or before the show. The Dally M race is so wide open this year. Ben Hunt, before the closing went behind doors, he was leading the Dally M vote. But I think with the Dragons' recent run of form, they haven't been great. Whenever they do win, Ben Hunt picks up votes, but they haven't been winning as of late. And even yesterday, his halves partner, Talatau Amon, scored a hat-trick and was far better. So if any Dragons player picked up votes, it would have been him. So, Dally M, I want to know the listeners' thoughts on who could be the Dally M favourite now, who's leading the charge, but also the three best players you think for this season. I remember we did it after I think it was 6 weeks this year, Matty. And a lot of people were saying Isaiah Yeo, Ryan Pappenhausen, Cameron Munster. What I've done now, after 22 rounds left with 3 weeks to go of the regular season, so three rounds left, I've picked my top three players.
Right, so top three players for the season. And obviously these top three would therefore feature in your top three for your Dally M. Do you reckon, I didn't get to see the full game yesterday, I only managed to pick through it, but do you reckon that Ben Hunt leaves yesterday with any points?
Okay, so he kicked a 40-20 and he kicked a 20-40, both which were integral moments and led to tries. I don't think he did, just because Amon scored a hat-trick. So I think if any Dragons player would have picked up votes, it would have been him.
All right. Well, why don't we do this? Your top three players right now, and who wins the Dally M?
Okay.
Who do you reckon's winning the Dally M right now? What are your top three? What's your top three?
My top three players for this season: Cameron Munster, Ben Hunt, Nicho Hynes, and I think Nicho Hynes wins the Dally M.
Ooh, okay. So Nicho Hynes.
The Sharks.
How close was he when it went behind?
I'll quickly find that out for you. I just think the Sharks have been coasting so well for majority of this season that any time they win, their halfback, their marquee man, is going to get 2 or 3 points, similar to Ben Hunt. But Cronulla Sharks have got far greater wins than the Dragons. So I'm thinking right now, as it stands, Nicho Hynes is the favourite to win the Dally M this year.
So your top three doesn't feature a player from the Panthers?
No, it doesn't, because Nathan Cleary's missed a large chunk of the season. That's Isaiah Yeo's kind of plateaued, and probably their best vote getter, I would say, maybe Dylan Edwards, but they share the votes, a lot of that Panthers team. There's so many good players that they share the votes.
It's a good shout. Cameron Munster, Ben Hunt, and Nicho Hynes, top three players so far, or at this stage, with Nicho Hynes Dally M winner. Andrew from Newcastle agrees with you. He says Dally M winner is Nicho Hynes by a fair margin, says Andrew from Newcastle. So we need to go back and find out how close he was to the mark. But there was no question that Ben Hunt was leading the way and absolutely in terrific form. Cameron Munster, an incredible change to the season. Luke Brooks should be the next million-dollar man, because that's sort of in writing, isn't it? But Cameron Munster, in terms of going from where he is to where he'll be, could well go towards the very top of the list.
Yes. Okay, so, Matty, I've got it for you. So after round 12, up until round 12, voting was public. It's now behind closed doors. So the leaderboard was this. First place, Ben Hunt with 19 points. Second place, Isaiah Yeo with 17 points. Third place, Nicho Hynes with 16 points.
Where was Pap at that stage?
Pappenhausen was in fourth place, tied for fourth place with Mitchell Moses on 15 points. Then you've got some notable names. James Tedesco, 14 points. Daly Cherry-Evans and Dylan Edwards tied for 13 points. And Cameron Munster with 12 points.
Okay. So when it went behind closed doors, Ben Hunt was leading by 2 points from Isaiah Yeo, who rarely puts a foot wrong on 17, and then Nico on 16 points. So that was 10 rounds ago. And you're saying that at the end of, at the moment, your top three players, Cameron Munster, Ben Hunt, and Nico Hines, and your Dally M winner. Let's do that this morning. Keep them coming. 0457 736 736 is the number. You can win a Signet Boost power bank valued at $59.95. It'll keep your phone, tablet, and earbuds powered 24/7. Your top three players in the competition right now. And who do you reckon wins the Dally M? Three rounds to go. Give us your top three. Back after this, here's the news.